Chapter 6, The Promised Counselor. Item 4. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him. But ye shall know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. John 14, from 15 to 17 and 26. Item 4. In this passage from John, Jesus promises another Counselor, the Spirit of Truth, which the world did not yet know because it was not sufficiently mature to be able to understand. This is the Counselor sent by the Father to teach mankind all things and to call to mind all that Christ had said. Therefore, if this Spirit of Truth was to come at a later date to teach these additional matters, then it was because Christ had not told everything. If the Spirit of Truth was to come to remind us of what Christ had said, that is, because it had been forgotten or not properly understood. Spiritism has come at the predicted time to fulfill Christ's promise. Presided over by the Spirit of Truth, it calls men to observe the law and reveals all manner of things, so making understandable what Jesus had said only in parable form. Christ himself had given the warning, "Listen, all those who have ears to hear." Spiritism has come to open man's eyes and ears because it speaks without figuration or allegory, so lifting up the veil which had been intentionally cast upon certain mysteries. Finally, then, it has come to bring supreme consolation to the disinherited of this earth and to all who suffer by showing them the just cause of their suffering and the useful purpose of all pain.